Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Good morning, and Friday morning. Jeez, these Fridays keep coming by. They seem to come every day. But welcome this morning, and again, plenty and plenty of news going around. And I just ask myself, how much proof do you need to find someone guilty enough to investigate? And how much lack of proof does not constitute the grounds for going after someone? This is so absolutely incredible what's going on here that I think Mueller should be really strongly pulled in with all of them right now. Some news report came out, and I can't go into any more detail, not because I'm hiding it. It's because I don't know, but of this collusion between Comey and Mueller, you know, buddy, buddy, buddy stuff all before facts are able to come out, whether it was Hillary Clinton or whether it was this or that. I say stay tuned. When this thing breaks, if it breaks, it should burst like a volcano in Hawaii. Because I think this is the biggest, call it organized or not organized, use whatever word you want. I think this is the biggest political conspiracy in history. And its tentacles reach way, way out, not only from politicians, but well into the private sector. And include even people you'd think that I wouldn't say, well, then, and again, I don't know how deeply involved, but I used to have a lot more admiration for George W. Bush and the Bush family. And I think my admiration has mostly been restricted to two things. Number one, he had the guts to go into the Iraq War that very few people had. And it was, I'll maintain forever, it was the right thing to do. Can't keep rehashing that story here on radio. It was the right, I'm totally convinced that the going into Iraq was 100% right. After that, it was, shouldn't have been handled the way it was, obviously. Number two, I've always, and I've been, you know, when someone is nice, it kind of sways you a little bit. And I've been a little bit swayed on the position of, and I haven't changed, what a gentleman George W. Bush is. I mean, he's a true gentleman. I don't know how he's controlled himself from bashing Obama more at all, really, since Obama left office, and how he, in his intense hatred, the whole Bush family intensely hates Trump, which means I dislike the Bush family more and more every day. But he has held himself pretty much in check, as much in check as I think anybody could, and let things take their own natural course. But we're about to see a dam break. And I don't know how much more you can start putting rocks in these giant loaded pads on the shore to stop the water from coming in. It's becoming so overwhelming, and the evidence is becoming overwhelming enough so that there is starting to be a lot of consternation and concern from the Democrat Party about when this explodes. Wow. Where's it going to go? I mean, I'd like to see it go right to the top with Obama and Hillary. And when it comes time for these people to save their own filthy skins, they've got to do the right thing and turn on Hillary and Obama, who could have destroyed this country. But even in the eyes of every thinking American, explain why Robert Mueller's probe is not as it was formulated or designed. Remember, this probe started for an investigation into Russian interference, collusion in the 2016 election. And it's now quite obvious that it was totally designed. I mean, I thought it was then. I have no reservations right now to remove Donald Trump from Congress. And it could be through impeachment or another course. And that other course may be legal action, which could be really the motivation behind Mueller's effort to get him to appear before a grand jury. Donald Trump isn't listening to me, but don't do it. Do not testify with these swamp rats who have got this thing figured out how to trap you. As brilliant as you are, and you are brilliant. You know, brilliant people make mistakes, too. Now, smart people make mistakes. Brilliant, I'm not. Smart, I think I am. And, I made a mistake at the stock market in 2000 and 2008, which I'm thankfully fully recovered from. But anybody can make a mistake, and everybody sooner or later will make one. It's time for Sessions to step down. It's time for Rod Rosenstein to step down. They must start answering questions about this investigation and start beginning with indictments. Mueller wants to interview the president. Of course he does. And the circumstances are just gruesome. What's the purpose of the interview based upon 49 carefully thought out questions that seem to be so obvious to the average person? It's like saying, oh boy, we got a test coming up, a kid in school, and we got a chance to prepare for the test. Ever hear of trick questions? These are loaded. And the purpose is to indict the president now. There's 49 questions. You know, why shouldn't he come on? Well, many of them are trap questions. And again, I'm not going to get into the legal aspect of it. I've read the 49 questions, and I myself can see the trap that can be laid for all of them. What's the result? The result is perjury, collusion, obstruction, treason. It's strictly to indict him. Otherwise, do you think Mueller would provide those questions? Mueller is not that stupid. But I am anxious to see what would happen if this case gets dismissed. And what's the purpose of indicting the president to try to find him guilty? What's the purpose of the convictions? It's to remove him from office at any means. And if you can't do it through impeachment, do it through this. No president has ever been indicted while in office. No one. No president has ever been forced before a grand jury. And the, I mean, if you want to look for more evidence about how disgusting this is, Mike Pence, in an interview with, oh my goodness, it was just yesterday or the day before. Mike Pence being interviewed, it might have been, I don't know, was Stephanopoulos, I don't know. They're all a bunch of thugs. And he stood right up, and I don't believe everything he says either. I mean, it's, listen, he'd love to have the presidency, but he's not overtly disparaging the president. But he stood up and say, this case should be dropped now. It should be closed. Why isn't it closed? Why does this case continue to go on and on and on and on and on, well beyond the boundaries and the territories that were originally established? No president has ever been removed from office by the United States Senate in a two-thirds vote. No one. What's Mueller trying to do? He wants to get Trump out at any cost, which means he wants to have superseding powers over the president of the United States. Why have the presidency if we're going to approach it that way? What's going on is just a disgrace, and it goes on every day. And we got to get this thing solved.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay, order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Juan Williams from Fox News. I've been talking with Stu, and let me tell you, Stu Taylor is a man who knows what he's talking about. Stu comes at you, and I'm coming from the left, remember. Stu comes at you with honesty, insight, and you better be prepared. It makes for great radio.
I bring beautiful music to the airways every morning. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really do. And I'm not asking whether you think I do. I do. And welcome back. And talking about the charade that's going on in American society today and what I think is a mass conspiracy that I believe it. I don't think it. I really believe it. And we've got to bring this down. I mean, every single piece of evidence points to it. Trump can do no good. Doesn't make any difference. He can do no good whatsoever. I want to give you an example here. That's Chuckie Schumer, who is, to keep it simple, a despicable human being. I mean, do these people have any idea how despicable they are? Trump does what, you know, on occasion other presidents have done, and it's a symbolic victory by bringing back 3 American citizens, all of whom are Korean, which is fine. I don't have any objection to that. Because they're legal citizens of this country. It's a victory. They're bringing back 3 Americans. And he goes to the airport at 3 in the morning. He and the First Lady. Do you know where Barack Obama was? You Obama worshippers, you lovers, you deniers of what he is. Barack Obama, and this is factually based up, this is not a theory. The night that Osama bin, or the day of the night that Osama bin Laden was killed, a day of joy, and they were trying to make the calls and watching it in the decision room. You know, how high can the stress get? And, you know, everybody's there, you know, Hillary and Kerry, and I mean, they're all there. Where's Barack Obama? He's in the basement office playing, I think it was cards, and eating junk food with his bodyguard. Can you give me an explanation for that? And now let's compare it to the bravado of Donald Trump. I mean, you're not even talking about the same universe of people. These scoundrels on the left, and I really have no affection at all for the left-wing media, are just bizarre. Chuck Schumer, goes up on a mic after the release of these three prisoners with no exchange. They're not offering money. They're not giving $150 billion and then $2 billion in cash. No $2 billion in greenbacks. And Chuck Schumer, in one of the most hideous, repulsive performances you'd ever want to see, I saw it yesterday on one of the networks. He goes before him, it had to be Fox. I mean, there isn't any way MSNBC, any of the other networks would broadcast this. And he talks about how Trump did it for his own need, and he really doesn't care about the families, and it was strictly showmanship, and it's nice to have them home, but what did he get for it? He caved into the North Koreans. Everything he said was illegitimate. Everything he said was wrong. Everything he said was a lie. And everything he said was just positively hideous. What's in the heads of these people, especially from my concern, if they believe what they're saying? Where does belief turn into some kind of reality or saying something just to say it? Well, you know, it's the old SS approach, the old Gestapo approach. Keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it. People will believe it. We haven't seen Chuck Schumer on the scene all that much saying it. And then another brainless twerp, and I hope she's around for the next elections too. Nancy Pelosi. She comes on with that proud, stupid smile of hers. Her face is nothing but reconstruction. Probably the rest of her, too, but I never look below the neck. And she comes on and says, it's time that the American people should have their taxes increased. And I pushed her, you know, the setback button, because I wanted, I said, I must have been paying attention to something else. That's what she said. It's preposterous. And why is there such what I still think is a silent majority in this country? Donald Trump came into office making a whole series of bold promises, which nobody thought he would keep or try to keep all of mighty. You know, I was pretty optimistic, but I said, he's promising too much. He can't. It's just he can't do it. The man is extraordinary. People underestimate his intelligence greatly. John Kelly, you know, the chief of staff there, and many others have said he's really a genius. He's brilliant. He's very smart. The man is so coy. If you notice, that he keeps going to, and I watch them, I love them. Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, yesterday it was Indiana, to give one of those great rallies. If he doesn't recognize what he's done and impart that information to the majority of people, you can be sure there will be a majority of people who don't know. And then I kept turning to CNN and MSNBC and the networks. They wouldn't televise it. They loved him. He said, look what I've accomplished. And I mean, it's okay. He's accomplished it. He wants voters to know this. And he speaks in very simple language. Everything is a superlative. They're absolutely great. They're unbelievable. They're amazing. It's okay. Contemptible, awful. That's okay. He has figured out something no other president in this country has ever figured out. Ronald Reagan did a good job of doing it. But who's more blunt than Donald Trump? He's figured out to capture the eyes, the ears, the hearts, and the minds of the American people, even though many of them are too afraid to vocalize it. Hey, you got a job in a liberal business, and you know, what are you going to do? Walk in with a Make America Great Again cap? Commit suicide? I think he'd win in a landslide against anybody today. Even Eric. Eric Schneiderman. All right, we're coming back.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays, 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be...
All right, we are back with a very distinguished guest, and I've had the real pleasure. It's not that I'm arrogant or anything. I am on 100 phone calls a day, and I have to keep them pretty short, obviously, in order to get in what I have to do during the day. One of the exceptions is with my next guest, who I found so fascinating. I wish I could have kept her on the phone all day. Maybe we'll do it after the interview. Her name is Carol Jean Singh, just like it sounds, S-I-N-G. She is the author of the magnificent book of poems, just getting all kinds of rave reviews, and it's more than just poems. There is a very, very overt message in this book, and I absolutely could. I don't take positions often when I interview. I couldn't agree with her more. The book is published by Author House. You can go to Author. Well, you know where to get all these books by now, and it is called Gray Dawn. And she's here to join us this morning, and I've really been looking forward to this, Carol. It's so nice to have you on.
Thank you.
I'd like you to pick up from where I left off, but first, incorporating why you wrote the book, I think it requires the necessity of knowing your background and what led to it, because it was an obviously great decision to make. So please tell us, who is Carol Singh, and how did this all develop?
Well, mainly, I'm 78 years old, and I've spent about 50 years in the environmental field working with alternative energy and advanced technology and products that are designed to help preserve our environment, our planet, and everything living on it. And this situation that happened to me is an aberration. One of the things that we did for a small amount of time, my husband and I, were we filed corporations in Nevada, and Nevada is a particularly interesting state in the sense that it doesn't have state taxes and so forth, and they do welcome people from around the world to file corporations here. Well, one thing evolved to another, and there was a particular or specific type of corporation that the IRS got interested in, which was a corporation sole, which is basically a charity. The unfortunate part about it was that the charity was misused by some people in trying to apparently avoid paying taxes, which is not what we did. But anyway, we have the conspiracy theory on the book. I was helping an attorney, in fact, in Salt Lake, of file corporations in Nevada, and I got sucked into a tax evasion case, of which I'd had no part of, really. And it culminated in my, eventually, after 12 years, of being sentenced to 36 months in a camp. And part of that was in a halfway house, and then 36 months of supervised release. Now, going in at 75, with my background, and I just had a very tough time of it, you know, getting adjusted to an environment like that. And so Grey Dawn is a book. It's a tribute, really, to the people that helped me and helped others survive mentally and physically. And this includes people in the halfway house. There are a number of people that I interviewed, about 90, which are going to be in my next book called No Burden of Proof. And this afternoon, there's going to be a website up which goes into the details a bit more. It's www.carol, C-A-R-O-L, Jean, J-E-A-N, Sing, S-I-N-G, books.com. So that's one place where you can look for the information on the book, and it has a shopping cart and so forth. But the poetry that I read, and you're exactly right, is really passion-based. It's impossible to go through a situation at my age where you completely lose your freedom, you're under surveillance 24/7. You can be perceived to have committed something, you know, like not buttoning up your shirt correctly or not having the proper shoes on, and it's instant retaliation. Mm. It's a very different world than I've ever been in, having cherished freedom all my life, being an American. And it was just almost unbelievable. And
I mean, it's really hard to imagine. Why did you do this in poetic form?
I did it in poetic form because I could express myself in a passionate way, much more freely than I could if I just wrote a narrative. And so the passion in the poems are deep-set emotion towards the people that know how to survive this situation, that are outside, like my family, that stood beside me like pillars of granite and saved everything that we had, and it was incredible. I wanted to, if you don't mind, I would like to read.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I really would love to hear this, and I know our listeners would. Please, go ahead.
Oh, sure. This
we got about 4 minutes left, so we still got a long way to go. So we'll just have to jump into it because there are so many questions. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is No Greater Love. This is dedicated to my husband, who is 76 this month, and he went through this whole experience with little support. But I wanted to show you how we felt about this whole situation together.
Beyond okay, and again, I have to prompt you. The clock is moving so quickly here in these interviews.
Beyond the breaking waves, a lone man rides in his canoe, scanning the horizon. He searches endlessly for a figure so close to his heart, so dear to him. The salt spray caresses his brow, and he feels at one with the sea. So kind, so good, so loyal, this man. Why must he wait? Because they have taken her away. Suddenly, his senses reel towards an ethereal energy not yet formed. Concern creases his brow as he watches and waits. Slowly, he becomes conscious of a sound, so soft, so enticing. Whispers skim along the wave, only for him. His conch shell poised, he captures these sounds. I must understand, he cries out. Carefully, he puts the shell to his ear. She will return, it echoes.
I'm going to stop you right there. It sounds brilliant and insightful, profound, emotional, because I want to ask you about a plan, an action plan you're looking to get going, and what are the consequences, both economically and socially, for not moving forward?
Well, right now, our prison industrial complex costs the American taxpayer $80 billion a year, which is 25% of the Department of Justice budget. $80 billion. And you will find the trends of incarceration to be very interesting. For example, in the elderly, there's been a 1,300% increase in the inmate population of elderly people. And that's from the 80s to the present. This is a study that was done. And of course, as you understand, the elderly cost a great deal more than an average inmate, you know, of, say, 20 to 30 years old. And so because of the medical and all the associated things that go with taking an elderly person into prison. Now, we think of prison as punitive. We think of it as putting people in prison for the public safety. But the research shows that the elderly, for example, are no threat to society generally.
Right, and I agree with that. We see it on the TSA inspections at airports and everywhere else. As the clock really winds down for the last few seconds, are you concerned about retaliation? You've already been through a nightmare, and now you're moving forward.
No. I'm concerned about social movement and getting people involved in this and explaining what the problems are, what the prison system really is from a human point of view.
Carol Jean Singh, this should be an hour interview. Unfortunately, we can't do it. Grey Dawn, published by Author House. Just a fascinating story. You're an amazing lady. Thanks so much for coming on.
Welcome.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code Stew. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code Stew. Don't delay. Order now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
We're back, and comments from John Kelly, by the way, the chief of staff for Donald Trump, who's expressed, I don't know if you'll find the right adjective, frustration, I think, is the right way to express this with his job. He loved where he was at Homeland Security. I mean, he has nothing short of an impossible job, and it's been quite obvious. Trump wants to get things done. And I, first of all, I don't have Trump's personality. Most people out there don't. But I would have real difficulty. I always had difficulty doing this to fire someone or to tell them their time is up. Well, I guess that's firing, isn't it? And Trump does this, and he does it pretty much with ease. And hopefully Kelly will stay on. He says he's staying on. I think he's doing a marvelous job operating under in impossible conditions. And John Kelly did say in an interview, and often he and people like Mattis, I mean, they're very candid, even though they won't talk. If they talk, they're candid. There isn't any baloney. That's why I generally like these people in the military, and I may have second thoughts, and we're all entitled to change our mind about General Mike Flynn and what he was just coerced into doing and having his life ruined. This whole series of events that happened have been happening now, where he's embarrassed and sometimes humiliated every day, but his love of country has taken precedent. So he said Trump is somewhat embarrassed about the Russian investigation. In another candid interview, and he was asked whether the Russian probe has, kind of put a damper over Trump's administration, and he said it, I'm paraphrasing, it may not be a damper, but the president is embarrassed, and I guess that could be comforting news to a lot of people to see that he has a heart. Well, if you need that story to say that Trump needs a heart, then you need a new head. He's obviously got a big heart. It just can't be doled out. You know, all that love and adulation and payoff mentality and conspiracy mentality and lobbying. He's the first president who's ever stood up and done that. He's accomplished much more in a year and a half than anybody in my lifetime. And although I love Ronald Reagan, I mean, you know, it's he won a Hall of Fame career in baseball. Be consistent and tremendous for 20 years. I mean, it's a year and a half. So I'm saying so far, he's the only president I know who is honoring every promise that he made. And in Indiana yesterday, I was happy to hear about the wall. Of course, he has his own humorous way of expressing it, but the wall is continuing. And, you know, every day you walk and you're in the office of the presidency or in politics or in or public life, you don't know what you're going to face. I mean, you got Bibi Netanyahu. I love Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm really at the point, I don't mean to defy the moral code when I say I don't care about Trump and his women. I don't care about Netanyahu and his dealings. What they're doing amongst several others around the world is creating can you imagine being at peace with Iran, North Korea, Russia? Can you absolutely, and China, of course, can you imagine? You know, it's like the old song says, what a wonderful world this would be, Louis Armstrong. It's unreal, but there are strides being made towards making this a much better world environment. And so many of them being done by one man, Donald Trump. What if we suddenly had 100 Donald Trumps stand up there and go into office? And it would be wonderful. But that's not a reality, and I'm one who deals in reality, which is why I've never given any faith in a conciliation to the problems and a peace agreement with the Arabs, or Hamas, Hezbollah, and Israel. It's never ever going to happen. And with the Persians, the Iranians, and their Shiite philosophy, you have to understand the differences between certain regimes. With Kim Jong-un, apparently he doesn't want mass homicide and suicide and be destroyed. The mullahs, ayatollahs down in Iran, they have completely different perspective. They, in a sense, feel that they survive. Some of them would survive, even though they could lose 50 million people, but it's worth it to get rid of the great white and non-Islamic preaching around the world. It would be worth the deaths of hundreds of millions of people, or even more, billions. They honest to goodness believe it. Now, that's what scares me about Iran, and that's why I think more than Russia, we don't have to deal with China in this generation. But I think I can be quite safe in saying that China is not in favor of self-destruction, and neither is Russia. And the only good part of having these nuclear weapons is they prevent a deterrent. But without the nuclear weapons, we could solve this with ground wars in the old-fashioned way in no time. So if there were a international disbanding of and disarmament of nuclear weapons, I mean, I would be happy. One madman, one press on the button. Well, we're looking out the beginnings of a beautiful spring and summer season. And you can start it with my permission this weekend. This is Stu Taylor. See you on Monday.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.